Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, we're chatting a little bit more, I guess, here about Jimmy Garoppolo and the potential of his... I love the train whistle. Love it.
Toot toot.
Yeah, Garoppolo and his potential here in Cleveland. You know, it kind of feels like, from what we're hearing, Dustin, that this may not be a thing. But I don't think it makes me want it less to be a thing. You know, I want him here if the suspension is going to be increased beyond half the season. And I think there's just a lot of nervous people waiting to figure out when that announcement's going to come.
Right. Yeah, and listen, when it comes, if it comes today or tomorrow or what have you, I think then the Browns will have a little bit more of an idea of clarity, you know, of some sort. And they're going to know, hey, listen, if Deshaun's out for whether it be 10 games, 12 games, full season, they're going to know. And then they're going to have to look themselves in the mirror and have a conversation with themselves about, like, hey, is Jacoby Brissett really going to be able to get this done?
Yeah, and how soon you think, you know, they would need to make a move? Like, when does Jimmy G need to be here?
Well, he's not going to start. He's not starting week one.
Sure.
At this point, I mean, unless he got here tomorrow, and I don't think the Browns are going to trade for him. But remember, the regular season just right around the corner. That opening weekend, September 10th, I think, is the opening. September 11th.
11th. Yep.
Yeah, and at that point in time, the Niners, I'm guessing, are going to have to make a call on, you know, what they want to do with Garoppolo, because they're going to cut him. I mean, he's not going to pay a salary of $26 million or $24 million.
I wonder what the Niners' angle is in this. You know, who balks first? Do the Niners just decide to cut him and say, we're going to get nothing for this guy? Does San Francisco call Cleveland and say, hey, we're willing to move this guy, obviously? You know, you guys seem like you're in
with
a
us
need.
On this.
Yeah, what do you want? What are you willing to give up? Because I feel like the conversation could go differently if they make that phone call. On the flip side, I don't know that San Francisco would really love to give Garoppolo the ability to be a free agent and potentially sign with Seattle, and then the 49ers got to play him twice a year. You know, is he that elite of a quarterback that they don't want to send him to a divisional team? I would say, considering when he's at full health and he's taking a team to the Super Bowl, Seattle's not bad. They need quarterback play without Russ.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to figure out the chess match here. You know, maybe the Browns are interested, and it's in their best public persona interest to act like they aren't. I wonder if that's a thing.
You think it is?
I'm not sure. I really don't know. I mean, everybody in the world knows where the Browns stand at quarterback. If Deshaun is available to play, he's the guy. They gave him a crap load of money, guaranteed. He's the guy. But what's the appetite for risk if he is going to be suspended for a substantial period of time? And what is their definition of substantial? You know, I mean, it's good. You know, it's going to be more than six. The NFL is not appealing a suspension of six games to make it less than that. So I think you can credibly think that it's going to be half the season at absolute best case for Cleveland. And considering that the NFL, Dustin, the first time around, offered Deshaun a settlement offer of 12 games and $10 million, the NFL's the one that holds the cards here. So I don't know that I believe it's going to be less than that. And if it is at least 12 games, I think they got to make a move. That's where I stand.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think they have to consider this and not punt on the season. It's look, I know Brissett's fine, and he probably is going to get you to around 500, but you need someone that's going to get you that extra three games. Get you to 10, 11, 12 games. Because if you don't, I mean, you're not going to win this division. You're not going to be a wild card. Like, you're going to have to win 11 or 12 games, I think.
Yep. Well, Ian Rappaport was on Pat McAfee's show earlier today. And, well, we'll just let Ian say it rather than put it in his own words. Here's what Ian had to say about the potential of Jimmy Garoppolo coming to Cleveland.
I've seen some reports. I just don't get the sense that the Browns are that interested. I just don't. I mean, they signed Jacoby Brissett for a reason. If they trade for Jimmy G, it's 20 plus more million dollars. I've checked with everyone. Maybe something will surprise me. I just do not get the sense that there's that much interest there.
I respect Ian Rappaport a lot, and I think highly of I think highly of his work, but he makes it sound there, Dustin, like the Browns are all in on Brissett being the guy if Deshaun's not on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And from the financial angle of this, that's irrelevant to me. The Browns made an outrageously large financial commitment to the quarterback position because they think they're in a position to win now. So, you know, if part of the cost of doing business is signing a guy like Deshaun Watson was that they're going to need to look at another option like Jimmy Garoppolo, to me, the whole, well, it would cost you $20 million, $26 million, whatever, I just kind of feel like that's part of the equation they should have already factored in. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it's fair.
I think he needs to be here. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know what would have to happen for that to come to fruition, but I just feel like the Browns need to be aggressive in their pursuit of Garoppolo, even if they are playing this maybe with their, you know, I don't even know how to say it, like maybe not publicly showing a lot of interest in Garoppolo, but they need to be already doing their homework behind the scenes on what kind of teammate is this guy, what is he capable of in our offense, what kinds of things could he do if he got here and on short notice we needed to play him. Maybe we're just all way off base and they have a boatload of faith in Jacoby Brissett. I just don't see that.
Yeah.
I that feels misplaced.
I just don't know how they have faith in this guy after what they've seen in practice. I mean, he's been okay. He just compare anybody to Deshaun, it's going to be night and day difference. But the offense is going to take a significant step back with Brissett. I mean, he's not mobile. He doesn't throw nearly as good a ball as some of these other guys. And I don't know. I'm just very concerned about it.
216.
I think the Browns are too.
216-578-0092. If you want to jump in on the conversation, should the Browns actively be pursuing Jimmy Garoppolo right now? And are you buying any of the reports that you're hearing that they're not necessarily interested in him? Mary Kay Cabot told us earlier today that she wrote something last week about this that was maybe a bit more speculative, thinking that, you know, look, the Browns should be interested in him, but she said it kind of took on a life of its own beyond what she had really expected.
Yeah. You think it has?
Well, it sure seems that way.
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden, there's national reporters talking about it. You know, who? I mean, for Ian to come out and say, "Hey, I've seen the reports. I don't see it. I haven't heard it. Whatever."
I trust that Mary Kay's talking to people in this building.
Sure.
And that's, to me, that's the greatest source on this whole thing, is because, look, we know the Niners want to get rid of Garoppolo, and the Browns would be one of the only teams that would be in the mix at this point, right? It makes too much sense.
Let's go to the phones. 216-578-0092. How about big game in Northridge? The fan, what's up? Big game, are you there?
Yeah, I'm
sorry. Your windows down, brother.
I had to switch off from Bluetooth.
Okay.
Hey, man, Browns fan for 33 years. I've never really seen anything exciting, awesome, other than Myles Garrett and Nick Chubb. But what I'm calling in here is, when are we going to admit that we made a mistake? The duct tape that we're keep putting over the problem in the organization with drafting and the schemes, when are we going to admit that we made a mistake, start from scratch, and build an organization?
What's the mistake here? What mistake do you want the team to admit?
I mean, the big elephant in the room. I honestly think that we should not have drafted or went after Deshaun.
No way. Totally disagree. He is 100% better than Baker Mayfield and the quarterback play we had here last year. And I know there's all this off-the-field stuff going on right now. Eventually that's going to get settled. But Deshaun Watson 100% is the caliber quarterback that you can win a Super Bowl with. There was no mistake in signing a player that elite at that position.
And I 100% agree with you. But what I'm going with is the pros and cons. I just feel like that piece of the puzzle and what we were looking for was supposed to happen now, and they made the mistake, because when it happens next year or half of next year or the year after that, we're not going to have those puzzle pieces for right now, and we're right back to where we started.
I appreciate the call, and I think there's validity to, you know, his concern there, Dustin, in that maybe the window isn't blown wide open right now for the team to win, you know, in a lot of people's eyes. But remember that somebody like Jadeveon Clowney said, no, hey, I want to come to Cleveland because that's where Deshaun is, and I think we got a chance to win a Super Bowl. And the way I see it, and you tell me what you think, man, you were in NFL locker rooms. If you have a guy that you know is that good that you can build a team around, free agents choose to come play for you because they know they got a shot to win a Super Bowl.
No question. I mean, there's a like Clowney came back this year because he was thinking Deshaun was going to play. He's like, all right, I got a chance to win the AFC, win a Super Bowl, as you say, potentially. So, yeah, I look, going forward, the Browns aren't going to have any hard times getting free agents to come here because Deshaun's going to be the quarterback, and he's going to be really damn good.
Yeah, I just don't agree with the premise that the Browns made a mistake by bringing Watson here. I think all of this could have been handled a bit differently. I certainly wouldn't even consider condoning any of, you know, Deshaun's actions and off-the-field nonsense here. But from a football perspective, this organization upgraded in a massive way. And when the day comes that Deshaun is able to get on the football field regularly, I truly believe we're going to see that. This is a caliber player we have not had here, certainly since the franchise came back. There are exceptionally bright days ahead for the Browns, and there's just there's no mistake in bringing a guy here who can lift you over the edge there. More calls when we come back, including Daniel in Cleveland. You'll be next. 216-578-0092. What do you think about Jimmy Garoppolo and the potential that he could become a Cleveland Brown? Do you think Jimmy Garoppolo wants to be here? If he were a free agent and the Browns didn't trade for him, do you think he would sign here on his own accord? Or do you think Jimmy really doesn't want anything to do with being in a place where he knows he's not the long-term solution? Let's go to Daniel in Cleveland. Daniel, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
I don't see Jimmy G as a big upgrade. I feel like Jacoby Brissett just never had the talent that Jimmy G had. Things you're gonna ask Jimmy G to do. I mean, I feel like he's never a mature Baker Mayfield. Like, he's not gonna win you the game with his arm. Everything they're gonna ask Jimmy G to do, I feel like Jacoby could do it. If you look at Jacoby in 2019, he had almost, 3,000 yards, 18 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. He's never had a talent as Jimmy G. You take Jimmy G and put him on a team that Jacoby Brissett played on, do you get the same stats from Jimmy G?
And I would ask, yeah, I mean, I just say I see where you're going with that, man. I just, from people that I trust, that I've talked to, that study film all the time, everybody I've talked to says Garoppolo processes the offense way faster than Brissett does. And, I mean, with the arm strength thing, like, you know, I don't think Jimmy G has an absolute cannon, but he's got a strong arm. He's got the pedigree. You know, he sat behind the greatest quarterback of all time for a couple years. He's been in Super Bowls, both as a backup and a starter. I just don't know why that would be seen as not an upgrade over Jacoby Brissett, who's a fine quarterback. But if your hopes are on Brissett to take you to the promised land while Deshaun is not available to play for a substantial part of the season, I think those hopes are misinformed.
I'm not saying take us to the promised land, but I'm saying the thing that you said about Jimmy G, like the pedigree and he can, you know, recognize the offense better. Is that really worth 25, 26 million, or what is that? Like, is that what it is? 25, 26 mil?
Yeah, 26 million bucks.
So we're bringing a man. We're bringing a man to do what we was asking Baker Mayfield to do. Don't turn the ball over. Get the ball out quick. What else? Maybe it was asking. You know, just the quarterback managing. Like, he's not. I could see it. He was coming in, and he can actually win you a game with his arm. Because when I looked at him last year in the NFC Championship, he had the chance to have the drive to win a game. He blew it. The Super Bowl, he had a chance. He blew it. So what's going to happen is we'll get Jimmy G, and we'll get that in that situation, and then he has one of those moments. And then we're going to come back and we're going to be talking about this on the radio again about Jimmy G was nothing but a mature, older, maybe a little bit better than Baker Mayfield. So I feel
all right,
like
thanks.
We
I appreciate the call, Daniel. Thanks for chiming in.
Yeah, listen, the Baker Mayfield thing, they got rid of Baker for an upgrade with Deshaun Watson. We know that. But I don't think they ever anticipated Deshaun being gone for the entire year. Yeah. And so that's why we're having a conversation. Yes, Garoppolo and Baker are probably in a similar similar skill set for this offense. They'd probably be asked to do a lot of the same things. Yeah, that point is well served, but things changed.
Yeah, and one situation was untenable. You had to get rid of Baker because of where the locker room was. I think it's fair to wonder what message you're sending to the rest of the locker room if you don't go after Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, is this team, I know they're going to say it publicly, they're supposed to, but is this team all in on, hey, Brissett's our guy, we're riding with him, and we still have the same ceiling, you know, whether or not Deshaun is on the field. I don't know that anybody can really convince me of that. John and Chesterland, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I listen to 92.3 for about 16 hours a day. I drive, so I'm always
well, thank
listening
you.
To
you are
show.
A P1.
And I hear some of the syndicated shows on the weekend, like yesterday, the guy at 10 o'clock, and they all seem to have a different view about Deshaun than you guys do. I don't know if it's because you're homers, if it's your home team, but if this was reversed and he was, like, say, on the Steelers, would you guys feel this way? And I feel like Jimmy Garoppolo is – I'm a Steelers fan. I would hate for you guys to get Garoppolo because, A, he's a classy guy. He comes from a great home. His foundation is so strong that he's going to be there so many years from now. That's what makes him so important. He's not a he's not a loose cannon. You don't have to worry about this guy. I mean, he's already proven to be what he is. And he's a winner. I don't know how you guys would not want to go get him. I hope you don't, like I said, but.
Well, let me ask you this. I appreciate your listenership of the station. We're grateful for that. But what is it about our opinion on Watson that you disagree with?
Well, like Dustin says, you know, he's going to be great. He's great. I'm not saying he's not a good athlete, but I'm not saying he's going to be a great quarterback because, I mean, he hasn't played in so long, and you might lose that it factor. And, like, the Browns are really good right now. They have a killer roster, and it seems like wasting a year, again, nothing against, you know, the backup, but you're wasting a year with all those guys taking hits and stuff like that. when you're not winning a Super Bowl, you're not even getting there with Kobe. You're just not. But you could with Garoppolo. I mean, he's because he, again, he they say he picks things up. He picks things up because he's a listener. He's not an argument like Baker. You know, Baker's his own way. He's stubborn. Garoppolo's he's a listener. He's a do what he's told. He's a read things, pick things up. He's just not a confrontational guy, and I think that's what makes him. I think that's what makes him good at what he does do, and he would only get better in a system like the Browns run. It would just be. I mean, I think there might be some questions if he did come here because would he play so great that you hate to get rid of him? I know the contract thing, but again, you know, classy guy in your organization. He is as classy. If you look at his history and his family, he's classy as they come.
He is. John, we got to let you go, so we got to go to break. Maybe I'm misunderstanding. I feel like he's making my argument for me. He's saying all the things he said he disagreed with our opinion on this particular discussion. But he's basically saying everything that I think and feel.
Right.
So maybe I just missed something there. I don't know. I agree. Jimmy Garoppolo would be an upgrade, and I sincerely think that the Browns need to take a serious hard look at him, because if Deshaun's not on the field, I think he gives us something that Brissett doesn't.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.